Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial star RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
All right, Ty, are you ready?
I'm ready, man. You've been making me wait this whole time. An hour and 23 minutes.
Now,
the show.
Do you have any? I gave you the clue of Wilbur Fletch. Does that do anything at all for you?
I've been told that this has something to do with Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, that would be completely wrong.
How about the Hoosiers?
All right, let me tell you the story. By the way, Stump Rothenberg coming your way. 6 minutes, 800-919-3776. So last night, sixth grade basketball. I'm all geared up. Ben's all geared up. Playing one of the better teams in Westchester, right? Talking to him before the game, going over the mental notes, you know, walking him through. Listen, I want to see you, you know, use the pump fake, and I'm talking him through. Now, the big part of the story does come early, Ty, so pay very close attention, okay?
I'm doubting.
We're on our way to the game, pulling into the school. We're on the road. This is a very hostile. I mean, like you would, you know, like Cameron Indoor, right? Very similar to that.
TD Garden. Hostile environment.
Very hostile. We pull into the parking lot. The phone rings. The coach has been in a car accident.
Oh, no.
There's panic. There's concern. What will we do? Is he going to be okay? And Sherry turns to me. Says, Dave, it's your time.
Uh-oh.
It's your time. Much like it was Wilbur Shooter Flatch's time in Hoosiers when Gene Hackman stepped aside. Billy stepped aside, obviously, out of his control, and it was my time.
Wow. So I've got a ton of questions. Oh, let me let you finish. I got a ton of questions.
So we took the court. I motivated them. I looked into their little eyes, and I told them that we were going to win this game. And it wasn't about me. No, this was bigger than me, Ty. It was about Billy. It was about our program. It was about family. It was about God. It went deep into the stomachs and the minds of these young children. And I used all the little tricks that I could muster to motivate. And we ran them off the court in the first half. Up by 15. Ben is going in for flying left-handed layups. It was obvious that my tutelage was clearly working with him. My motivational tactics. And then it completely fell apart, Ty. A 13-point lead in the fourth quarter. Slowly drifted away to 11. But you know what it was about in that fourth quarter? You know when your team has a lead of like 12 and it gets cut to 8, but you absolutely know that it's completely falling apart? You know when that happens?
Call a timeout.
I called a timeout. I looked them in their eyes and I said, listen, you're better than they are. You're champions, much like Herb Brooks in the 1980 Olympic run. You have to find a way to dig deep and finish this game. They went back out there on the court, and they soiled themselves more. The 8-point lead dropped to 6, and the other team is pressing and trapping to 4, to 2, to tie. 1 minute left, tie. 1 minute left, tie game. You're gripped. You're on the edge of your seat right now,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm nervous.
Of course you would be. My first game coaching. I've never done this before at this level. At sixth grade level.
And at this rate, you might not ever do it again.
I've let a 13-point fourth quarter lead completely slip away, and there's nothing I can do. I'm subbing them in like they're going out of style. You can't handle the ball, you go in. You can't handle the ball, you go in. You can't handle the ball, you go in. Turnover, turnover, turnover. The other team comes down. 42 seconds left.
No.
Up, in, and one.
No.
We're down 2 with 38 seconds left. Kid goes to the line. Free throw, up and in. We're down 3 with 38 seconds left. Ty, it's palpable. And it was much like Cameron. The opposing crowd has become intimidating and raucous, and shirts are being ripped off, and it's a lot to handle. I'd be lying if I told you I wasn't stressed at this very moment, Ty, but I calmly turned to the official and took a timeout. Now, I should probably tell you that I almost got teed up in that prior moment, because as the opposition scored that basket and won, the hat that I was wearing, the ESPN hat that I was so proudly representing, went from my hand all the way up to the rafters at Cameron.
You disagree with the call, or were you just
frustrated? Just the frustration and the intensity of the moment, Ty.
You can't lose your composure that late in the game.
The hat goes, you know, we're in a big gym, all the way to the rafters and all the way back down. And the referee staring at me as if he wants to team me up. And I looked him in those beady eyes and I challenged him. You're not going to team me up. I'm Wilbur Flatch. You won't do it. And he didn't. And that team hits their free throw. They go up 3 with 38 seconds left. And I turn to the official and I say, timeout. And I bring these kids in and I say, if you lose this game now, much like Herb Brooks did against the Russians, I said, you will bring it to your grave. You will bring it to your grave.
I like it.
And they looked at me and I could tell there was an aura of confidence. And they took the court. We went down the court, and we got fouled and made a shot to cut it to one with 29 seconds left, Ty. Missed the free throw, offensive rebound, shot from the corner, up and in. A one-point lead with 23 seconds left. We go down the other end, we turn them over, we go down for a little four-footer, up three.
Yes.
19 seconds left.
Got to get a stop and a rebound.
We need one stop. Can we get it? No. They score. 1 point game, 11 seconds left.
Make your free throws.
We go back down. We hit one of two. We need one stop. We're up two, 7 seconds left. They come down. They miss. We rebound. 5 seconds left. They foul us with three on the clock. We're up two, 3 seconds on the clock. All we have to do is really miss the shot off the rim. And the odds of an 11-year-old or 12-year-old taking the ball and going full court and heaving one up, very slim, right, Ty?
Very slim.
So I turn to my player, you can do it. You got this. Lane violation. Other team takes it out of bounds.
No.
Up two. I said, do not get beat deep. We get beat deep. Home run pass. Wide open look at a three. Up two at this very moment, Ty. Off the backboard. Off the rim. Onto the court. Celebration ensues.
There we go.
51-49 in my coaching debut, Ty. We pulled it out.
There we go.
How about that for a story?
That's an amazing story. It lived up to the hype. It lived up to the hype. And I'm very proud of you. First question, though, does that go on your coaching resume?
Because I would like to think so. Now, I think if I'm applying for future head coaching jobs in the middle school level, that I would absolutely be considered for the role.
You're 1-0 as a coach.
I'm 1-0, and it was intestinal fortitude, and I was proud of them. And at the end of the game, I said, "Listen, to blow them out would have been great. To blow them out, fall apart, look like you're going to lose, and then get off the mat and win the game. That's winning time."
Yeah.
And they did it, and we won.
And you're missing free throws, you're turning the ball over, you're down three. So you overcame a bit of adversity there that makes me really proud of you as a head coach.
Right? Now, I just got a text from my buddy Chris who says, we're sitting in the car as a family listening to this story. My wife has to go to the bathroom so bad but refuses to miss the last moments of this gripping sixth grade basketball story. So there you have it.
That was an impeccable story. And look, I had no real emotional rooting interest, but I was nervous.
Oh, my God. You were nervous.
I was pacing around the control room here.
I was also nervous. But we got the win. And Ben, much to my, not surprise, but my, you know, just thrill to watch it, a season high for the team, 15 points in the game last night.
So you know what this means, right?
No.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say I hope, you know, prayers, all is well with the coach who got into the accident. I hope he's doing well. But this obviously means there needs to be a coaching change.
I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to press the program for that. But I would think that if they are going to do what's appropriate, that they very well might make that change. But I'm not going to press for that. I'm not going to go to the media. I'm not going to turn this into turmoil, but you would have to think. And then, one more thing, Ty, we'll get to Stump Rothenberg in a moment. And then, because I'm selfless, and I think you'd agree with that, we put our hands in, and instead of the name of our school screaming it out, what did I say? Billy on three. Billy on three. One, two, three, Billy. 51, 49. If I'm done, I retire undefeated.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.